Costa Ferreira, you have the Acadas Hitchcock and the Fionnim about, even though Avraham Avinu had prior Nisyonis, but Acadas is seen as the Sheirish of all Nisyonis, even though it's the last Nisyon, according to many Shitas. So the Sheirish of Nisyon and the Bria is in the Acada, and if we're going to understand Nisyon, it's going to be from here. So you have Ayachad Vamelo Velikim Nisas Avram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menas Avram. All the Rishonim asked, you know, the word Nisyon means to test. And Vamelo, they all ask, I mean, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is your Dea, calling his stories, and so on, how is it that he has to test something? Most of Adam doesn't understand, doesn't know what something is. He tests it to see what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I could go of Yadua, what do you need it for? Rishonim all speak about it in Ramban. Other Rishonim learn that it's that the person's koyach come out of lapoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah is a potential. The person's tzitkis, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it, is a potential. And the tachlis of the bria is that it come out lapoil. And that's the tachlis of Nisayon. So according to that havana, it's mitzad odom, it certainly is a yitzia lapoil, that the person's koicha should come out. But we know that every mahalach of avoid and the bria has a zelu maseh. There's always a person is, whatever toiv he does, that's toiv himself, there is a toiv that's parallel to it that comes, that's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad Kedai Lomas, whatever you want to call it. I'd like to understand the parallel of the avoid of Nisoyen in Klape Shemayim, Klape Malo. The other Rishonim, the first one, amongst them being the Mor Nevuchim. Mor Nevuchim says that the tachlis of a Nisoyen is to show the Bria. It's like, the Rambam calls it a mushal for other people. Like it says, it'll be a mushal vishnina. It's done to show other people what is the Derech HaYeshara and so on. And it's meduyik a little bit. This nekuda is meduyik in Chazal. Chazal over here bring a pasuk. Old Sfarim bring it. Ksiv nasata li yirecho neis li hisnoises. You're supposing to tell them, you gave all the Yirei Shemayim a neisles. Neisles means a flag to wave. Ipnei koishit sela. Neisles, neisles, nisoyin ach nisoyin. So lechura it's that's the merumis in Chazal, that kilu, that's the matara of nisoyin, to show everyone. It's hard to understand the component of the difficulty. As a person who sits and learns all day, so he's a dogma for the world of learning all day. It's an example. Why a nisoyin is nitfas by us only as something that's extremely difficult, which it is. I mean, there's no place in the pasuk that a nisoyin is not something difficult. If the word nisoyin meant simply to be a model for everybody, you could do it with mitkut and soul also. You can do it simply by doing the right thing. That is the inyan of nisoyin as the Rishonim learner up over here. Another nekuda. In Lech Lecha, it says Lech Lecha, that's the first nisoyin. And the Chazal say that the first nisoyin was Belech Lecha, and the last nisoyin was Belech Lecha. I think we spoke about it a long time ago. Both of them were Lech Lecha. Rashi says in Lech Lecha, Rashi in the Pash Lech Lecha says the Toivoscho La'noscho. Lechura, and the Rishonim there all ask, Lechura, that's a miut on the Schar. Lemaisa, the Toivoscho La'noscho means that he's doing it Shalom Lishma. All sorts of terutzim that he's supposed to do it lishma, despite the fact that he's supposed to have tichy. But in the pshutish of mikra, the teivos ha'nascha is a migras on the inyan. It says a person should do like avodim nam nashloim v'kabul pras v'chulu. There's no end of lishayin that he's supposed to do lishma, and kila kach pras long do teivos ha'nascha is a migras. But how do you understand it in akeda? How do you understand the akeda that is the teivos ha'nascha when? There doesn't. I mean, he had already zera. Over there were two things about tevos chananascha. One was al zera, and one was lahagdil shimcha legal shmecha. But over here, neither the two are shaykh. He had zera already, and if anything, he was going to lose it through akeda. And secondly, there was no, I mean, whatever he had done already. It was, I mean, his name was big and so on. If Lech Lecha means L'Tevos HaNoscha, and Chazal Shtol Tzudet to Lech Lechos, then where's the Tevos HaNoscha over here? Another Nekud in the Inyan of Nisyonis, the Chavis Alvavis says that it's a T'nai in Nisyon, that Nisyon has to be done Dafka, B'Simcha, and Be'av, and so on, like the Chazal HaMedayik in all these places, and if not, it's lacking in the Avoida of Nisyon, and you don't have all the Milas and Inyonim that Nisyonis have. L'chura, I mean, in every mitzvah, simcha and tuv lev is a tenai in the mitzvah, and it's good. There's no mockum to see it in his soyin daf. Of course, it's a tremendous mila. Not only did a person overcome what he did, he also did it besimcha. So it's a tenai, not different than a tenai in lulav and esrog, not a different than a person who got to film besimcha. Where's the, I mean, in the Soyin it's mashma, the Chavis Avavis is Gilu saying that if you do it just mitoich yira, let's call it, or mitoich hech, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch wants, that's not a shleimus of Nisoyin. I mean, certainly it's a tremendous mila, but why is it managed on a distance, something else? Somebody goes like Kiddush Hashem because that's what HaKadosh Baruch said to do. So Simcha is definitely a tremendous tesefis, but how is it in the Iker? How does that become a chisar in the Iker if there's no Simcha and so on? One more point over here. The Zohar says, this Tanav El Yor, the Zohar is just a little bit more mayrich on it. Tanav El Yor says that the reason why Yitzchak agreed to the Akedah was as Kibrav. And the Zohar says it a little more barichas. He says, had Yitzchak Avinu had no tziv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Danan it, some of the Rishonim Danan it, some of the Achronim Danan it, I mean, Lamaisa Avram was a Muchzik, and he had a Dinovi, and there's a Halach the gang to it. But Lamaisa, the Zohar says, there was no Nevuah to Yitzchak, there was no Tzivui to Yitzchak directly. Had Yitzchak refused, the Zohar says, he would not have been punished. That's what the Zohar says. He was not punished. So why did he do it? He did it as Kiburav. If it's a tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to, and it's a tziva you have to, that's it. I mean, in Kiburav, the halacha is mishal oviv loy mishal loy, and certainly not loy ba'atzmai. I mean, if there's no, if a person kills himself, you know, if he's not allowed to save his father's life, then he's pashtas, he's ma'baratz v'ladas. It's certainly not a tchiyuv in any sense, it certainly is no tzivui. And pashta, there's no inyan, and then probably chesaf might have been an oinah, so whatever it is. However, the details work out. But it's so hard to understand what does it mean that Yitzchak consented to do it as kibbut avein. It's a dover that's very hard to understand. Let's go back to the Chazal over here in the Medrash. Chazal give a few different mishalim. Hashem tzaddik yibochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boichen a tzaddik. He's menaseh tzaddik. So there's two or three mishalim in Chazal. What does it mean to be boichin a tzaddik? One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's like when you have kelim and you have a kli that you know is, you have a bunch of kelim and you need something for a strong task, you pick a tough one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boichin tzaddikim because He knows you don't take when you want to take something for heavy duty job. You take a heavy duty kli, and if these kelim are not heavy duty, they won't stand under the pressure. So l'chatchil you take it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes dafka tzaddikim because he knows they can stand in his side. Good. That almost seems logically to defy going back to our first shaila. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes for the job only those that can do it. So why do it? In other words, rishayim you don't want to test. It's mashma here, even on Beinoni, that you're not that you have a suffix, you're not going to test. It's tzaddik that you know you can do it, you're going to test. So it's almost self-defeating. I mean, it strengthens the shaila. But there's a second mashal here that's a little different than that mashal. It says mashal epishtoni. If somebody takes flax, when you harvest flax, it's like matted. It's like a batch of fibers, and you begin to pound it. As you pound it, it becomes fluffier, bigger, better. So there's an angle here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichan Tzadikim because he wants to improve them. But there's a moshne with pishtim. I mean, you could have picked a whole bunch of mishlamim. Makib patish is a malacha's tikkun in any kli. I mean, you could have given makib patish would have worked on any kli in the world. And yet Chazal pick out pishton, moshe pishtoni, and the loshen here is neislis noises. It says the nisoyin acha nisoyin vigidulin acha gidulin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him bigger, more bigger and more bigger. On the same parallel to nisoyin acha nisoyin, it's gidulin acha gidulin. That's the loshen over here, which is. Mashma that Nisoyin has a second angle that it makes something better, bigger, not just by the virtue of the fact that if you pass a Nisoyin, it therefore shows that you deserve a lot more. The Nisoyin itself, it is the inyan of Gidulin Acha Gidulin, and that's Ki'ilu, the essence of Nisoyin. Let's try to that'll be the Pesach for us to understand it. If you take a look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala in the Bria, a physical world that is an Olam HaMloya. It's a physical world with different tchunis and different inyanim and so on. Chazal say that Ilmolei lo nitna Torah, had Torah not been learned, Ayinu lemeidim, says tznius mechachosol, tznius from chatul, gezel minimola, and so on. Different animals, we would have learned a different inyanim of Torah, and we could have basically constructed Torah from the Bria around us. Avishayla, so it means like this: now that we got Torah, because Paul gave it to us, and we know it all, and we know exactly what a person is supposed to look like without the Torah. So a person is the lowest of animals, and because a person is born, he's not a tzonua, he has no kepeda on gezel, and so on. And then next up in the hierarchy would have been, the highest bria would have been chosul and the mola, and whatever else animal has some sort of important tchuna, and lowest would have been adam. Is that true? That the hierarchy of the animal world would have been Listen, there's nobody as tzanu as a chassel. There's nobody as nizer and gzela as an amala. So they're the tzaddikim. And Adam is a bria shfalon nemucha, and that's it. Adam has nothing, none of it. It's not the pshat. Adam is called Adam, it says, miloshen adam ele elyon. I will compare myself to the one higher up. Or the word Adam, miloshen adam, means to shteltzu. The Bria in itself comes in two layers. There is the layer that the Teva, and then the Teva is all a marshal for something else. The Metzias and the Teva itself, an Mola not taking a Chita is Bechlal not a chashav barrier. I mean, it doesn't smell good, and it stays away from it. A chosol is not a tzonua. It just doesn't, whatever it is, it doesn't feel right, and she doesn't know even that she's comfortable with. There is nothing within the bria that could be considered toiv in any sense of the word. Everything in the bria has a double, and not double once, but double many times over. It's a marshal to a nimshal. The Bria is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria is the most vivid and graphic mushal to a more subtle nimshal, to a more subtle nimshal, and so on and so forth. That's the way the Bria is given. So when it says that had the Torah not been given, we could have learned all these inyanim from Chasamola, fakert. Adam is the only koyach in the Bria that could learn. And the learning here is not the pshat to make up for lost time. Listen, the Namala's got it instinctively, the Chassal's got it instinctively, you guys don't have it, so you're going to have to learn from it and do it. The person is going to extract the Teichin and understand that there's a much bigger cloud. A mushal, we'll learn a mushal with a mushal. Let's take something in Teva. A bird is superior to a person who has wings and can fly. But a bird can only fly with wings. His mitzias of flight is the wings he has. That's it. His scope of flight is his wings. The Adam came and said, if birds can fly, there must be a klal of things that can float. There must be a klal of things that can stay above. What are they? How are they? Who are they? But making the planes and the wing and the balloons and the rockets and all the things that fly, it's not the pshat the person compensated for his lack of wings. It's like a crutch for a limping person. Adarabah, the person was medame tzur leyotzra on a low level. This is a tevedik inyan, and the person said, "Let's deher. What's the toichin of that inyan? And when I deher the toichin of that inyan." I actually have a much bigger scope of things. To fly, you don't have to have feathers and flap in a certain way. Anything that'll have a certain difference in pressure, anything I'll be like this, like that, the others, that will become the mitzias of flight. So the tzuras Adam in the Bria Be'etzim is that the person is medame tzur liyotzra, that the person sees from what's there and is aimed on something that's much higher than that. That's the mitzvahs of Adam, and that was the koyach he was given. Let's understand the Nisayon. The Maral says that the Nisim, I mean, the Emes Rashi says it in Pirkei Avos, that the Nisim that were given, the Asar Nisim were connected to Asar Nisayonis. It's a partially learned sort of a schus of sorts. The Maral says that it's hainu hach. He says because every nisoyin is shaloike derech hateva. Someone of shach. What does it mean shaloike derech hateva? I mean, the person. If the person can't do it, he can't do it. How do you get a nisoyin that shaloike? So if he can do it, so it's kederech hateva. I mean, a nes is shaloike derech hateva. It's humanly impossible, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up shemayim and he's mam telechem or whatever he does. I mean, how does a nisoyin of a person become? So here's the tefis of it. Let's take Avraham Avinu. Let's take the nisoyin of Avraham Avinu. There's a pasuk, a meridik pasuk here, which because of our shigur lishna, we don't ever meisim lev. Avram, you know, you have the whole parsha. Avram is going, and he takes the Arim, and he takes Yitzchak. Fine. Vayomer Yitzchak al Avram Aviv. Yitzchak told Avram his father. Vayomer, he said, Avi, father. Vayomer, he said, Hinei Nibni, I'm here, my son. Vayomer, Hinei Eitz Vayetz Vayetzel Loilom. I mean, this whole pasuk of introductions is the whole pasuk here is kulay. Musa. Well, I understand. They're going. Vayikra Avram is Yitzhak. So Yitzhak turns to Avram and says, Avi? And Avram turns to Benoy and he says, Benoy, what was the conversation over here? And Bechlal, in going back to the beginning of Pasha, as Pincha, Shahafta, Yichidecha, so Akash Baruch is making the Nisayin harder. Our tefis in these inyanim is always that the hardness and so on and so forth is not just an artificial difficulty. The inyan lies in it. It's hard, but the teichen lies in that inyan. The Teretz is like this. When a person has to do, let's say, a difficult medical treatment for a child, so. And it's difficult. It hurts. It's whatever. So there's two ways he can do it. He likes his child. His instinct is, you know, just to pat him and to give him good things to eat. So now the person turns on achzarius and says, now's the time to turn on achzarius. And he begins to do what he has to do. And when he finishes, you know, that's one oifen of coping with a hardship like that. There's a second oifen. If a person is misamik in his ava for his son, and he sees his son growing up, and he sees his son blossoming, and he sees the nachsuch, and he sees all the wonderful things that a parent will see in a child, And he knows that without doing this, it won't be there. So those feelings of ava, overcome the small ava that he has now. He latches on to a much bigger ava, and he does it through ava v'chiba in the big sense. So you have certain midas, certain inyanim, or every inyanim. You can see it in a very katnistika oifin. You can see it in limited in time and scope, this nekuda, and that's it. So the typical ava, when it's limited to the here and the now, it's don't touch him, pat him on the back and give him something good to eat. But when you overwhelm yourself with the ava in the full ava, when you allow the full scope of the ava to come out, then you do it because this is the fullness of the ava. So the metzias of a person, here we were talking within an inyan itself. Everything in the world, all the feelings, all the agoshes, all the thoughts, you know, ma'isa enesh, everything that a person goes through, everything a person has, is a small ray of a larger ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. And if lamashal, if a person stells tzu, lamashal kibur aveim, Chazal say it's a mashal for kvoit shemaim. Hukash kvoit ovi l'kvoit shemaim. Hukash kvoit ovi l'kvoit shemaim means that kvoit oviv is a single ray from that ha'ara of kvoit shemaim. A person's natural netiyah, that a person should defer to his sheirish, to his makar, is the chetimtz of kiburav. In other words, that's the expression of kiburav. That is a small ha'ara of the ha'ara of kvoit shemayim, because everything goes to its sheirish and it's kvoit shemayim. The ava of a person to ma'isi yodov, to b'noi, is a small ray of that huge Shemesh of Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamoil al Masecha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ma'isi Yodav. So everything, all of those hargoshes in a person, all of those feelings and realities a person lives with, are sahakol, a small ha'ara from the midah b'shamayim that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria. That is that metzias. In the world of Nisoyan, what a person does is he takes the mashal and shells it to the nimshal. The mashal, a person is faced with giving up his life for Kiddush Hashem. So the instinct that fights it is self-preservation. Kiyum is the thing a person wants the most. And to see his guf and the chibur guf and nefesh to disintegrate is the thing that goes against the grain of the metzias of a person. So one way to overcome that nisoyan is to disregard that, to take like an override switch and just override it, and that's a key of it's a key of nisoyan. Asher mishegil lekach. But the oimik of nisoyan is that the person say, if kiyum is important to me, there's only one kiyum in the bria, and bal odav ein oid, and b'meila there is no kiyum but this. The person is the ultimate nisayon is b'seis nefesh, is when the person is makish the small ha'ara of kiyum that he can relate to the emes kiyum, and the person that has his kiyum in this b'seis nefesh. That's the b'seis of nisayon. So nisayon means we take the mashal and the bria, and we deher the nimshal of that mashal. B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu to go take Yitzchak, and he told him, "Espinchas Yechidcha Shahafta." In the midah of Yechidus, when a person has, this is the only thing I have, is that all those feelings that a person has to the only thing that he has, is a small ha'ara of that big echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. when we say all the feelings that a person has towards bincha yechidcha is a mushel of a mushel to what we should have, or to the emes of when we say Hashem echad, and asher hafta to bincha is a mushel to vahafta Hashem lekecha. I mean, it's very hard not to hear the yechidcha shahafta to echad and vahafta. I mean, it's pashut. It says it in the pasuk. So lemaisa, the nisoyin of Avram Avinu was that Avram had to break through the olam of teva. The nisoyin is like a nes because it's lemaisa ben teva. Doesn't mean that a person can't do it. If he can't do it, he can't do it. So it's manifest, and then it's a nes ba'alma. It means that just like a nes shows me that the chukim of teva is a special case of chukim of chukim shemayim, and bertzoinai it only happens to be the mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for earth in a certain time. Aber it's only one of the possibilities of a much larger mahalach. That's the oilam of nisim. That's the pshat shaloik derech hateva. The shaloik derech hateva of nisoyin, the nis of nisoyin is that avas ben yechidoi is one small case of echad and vahafta. And that's the oimek of the pasuk over here. Vayikach Avra, he said right before that keder, Vayoyme Yitzhak al Avram Aviv, Vayoyme Avi, Vayoyme Neni Bni. The Akedah had to be done mitoich Avus and mitoich Bonim. It had to be done, Yitzhak was Moise himself to it, because the bittel to an Av is a mushel, the Alma, and that it has a Gvul. Mishalovim, Le Mishaloi. You know, it's only a small ha'ara. It's only a small echetimtza. So that's where the person is mevatel is mitzias, and that's it. It's a small ha'ara to the larger beetle of to avos, who's the shayrish hakoil. So the pshat is in the avos of Avram, Yitzhak the herd, the need to be mevatel himself to the ultimate av in the bria. And in the Bnoi, and the Hineni Bnei, in Avram Avinu's the hair of Bonim, of Yelodim, that's where the hair the Vahafta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that posik was the Echetim Tzifrit. That's the that it says in the Zohar that it was as Kibur Avim that he did it. In other words, Yitzchok didn't do it. That's the oimik of the Divrei Hazayah. Yitzchok didn't do it. Yitzchok, in a certain dagger, was higher than Avram in this case, because Avram had a tzivui also, so he could do it as a tzivui, but his ultimate was to do it with the hair of Ava. Yitzchok had didn't have a tzivui, so it was kol kuloi machmas kibud av. Kibud av meaning the hair of the beetle of a ben to an av in its ultimate. That's the pshat that the Chayvus Halvavus says that if a person is not oimid nisoyin ba'av, it's lacking being oimid nisoyin, because it's two different worlds. If somebody has a nisoyin in some inyan, and the person is oimid nisoyin mitoich oynes, so it shows a maila, it shows a tefum tzara agra, it shows a lot of hardship on his part, and it's very very it's very chashiv. It's a chshivas in the maisa. But when a person does it ba'av, it means he dehares a bigger world. In Sheashirim, when it, you know, they're fighting with her to go away from the melech, so it says imitate ishas kol hoin beisei ba'av boiz yavoizuloi. If a person tries to equate hoin beisei with ava, it's cheap. It's shalom in aminyan. It's tonachita by lisayrim. There's no. I mean, what's the tzushtel over here? The ava and the soyan ba'ava that person's oimit is because there's a much bigger world over there. the person that has that if this is avos in a small oifin bezer anpin, then let's the hair avos in its big scope. If this is ava v'av to a ben in a small limited scope, so avos in its big scope is much bigger. That's the difference. One person the nisoyan is just achshivas in zavoida. It's a intensification of what he's doing. For the other person, it's oimid bin nisoyan b'teres nisoyan. The person opens up another world with his nisoyan. That's the difference. That's the mashal bit pishtani. That the pshat is the pishtani is someone who the other kalim. The pshat is the test is just to see how strong they are. Good. It's strong. It's tough. It's this. When a person takes pishtan, he had a little clump of pishtan to start with. When he starts beating it, he gets a huge mass of fibers. He gets a whole beged out of it, because the beged, you know, it's the little clump of pishtan that he had had hidden in itself a beged that until you didn't draw it out, it wasn't there. So a nisoyin is a gidulin acha gidulin in the sense that it makes the person bigger. It broadens the scope la'in erach. That was the pshat that he told Avraham Avinu lech lecha l'toyvoscho la'anoscho. L'toyvoscho la'anoscho means that a nisoyin is not despite. A nisoyin is you're going to open up a whole world over here. That's the thing he told him, the zera and his gidul shmoy. It means from being a parochial, protheistic person with his own world, nisoyin opens up, the pshat is you're opening up a world that's much wider, much bigger. And b'meila, it's an inyan. So the lech lecha teivoscha l'anoscha means that when a person is oimid ben nisoyin, it's not the pshat, I did it despite the fact, like, you know, toiv achas bitzar mimeya shaloi bitzar. But in the oimik of nisoyin, when a person's oimid ben nisoyin kiriboy, so the pshat is, the person sees elef in that tsar, rather than meya b'loi tsar. So teivos also means, Avram was supposed to be oimid ben nisoyin because the malach HaKlaisos is to be megala what's beyond the teva. And the way a person does it in avoida is, where a person takes an inyan that's limited, and when he takes the sneers of the chassel and the hair sneers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he takes the gzeil of when he takes the namala and the hairs the lisignoivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Maisa Adam. That's the Olam of Nisoyin. I want to try to take it a little further in a tchum. Maybe it's not gay, only a person who's a bal nefesh, but b'chol eifin, that's the where. There's a mistake in our deher of avoida in a certain eifin. L'mashal, a person who's a small person, who he walks out of Beis Medrash, he sees a big city, and he likes it, and he's spoiled from it, and he likes it. He's nimshach after it. A person sees a big house, a mansion, a this, a that. He's nimshach. A person sees a person has hagoshes, feelings, desires, passions. A person nimshach after it, and he's mazniach the Beis Medrash. That's a adam pachas shuffle. It's a chisar, big chisar. A second person, he avoids it. And again, I'm not talking about the practical part of it, but I'm saying, Lamaisa, he shuts out those hageshim, the spilos that person has from he sees a yoifi in the bria, a person sees dava yofa, dava noya, dvar chochma, dvar oimek, and the person is and the person doesn't he kilu disregards it. Reb Chassan used to say, it's kind of what I told a few people recently, when we bench, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zon de bria b'chein b'chesed rachmim. So chesed and rachmim, everybody understands, person needs panosa, person needs chiyus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it b'chesed. What's b'chein? It just doesn't make sense. I mean, b'chesed rachmim. So he said, food could have been black like coals, hard like racks, and a person eats it because he's hungry, he's a muchrach. He said, take an orange. He says, it's beautiful color, it's reyach, it's tzura, it's tam, it's machzeh, everything about it is kula emechein. The Chatzke sign is a hagosha, he was a hemshach slabotka. A person, l'mashal, stands by a place that's very beautifully landscaped. A big place, a huge lake with mountains and forests and trees. So the person who is an Adam Papa says, oh, this is what I want, and that's it. Another person feels it's Shteres Avodah, so he disregards it. The emes is the person should stand and be misspoiled from it and begin to understand that this feeling of menucha is one ha'ara from menucha soilamim. I mean, sahakol, this is a temporary menucha. It's a menucha that lasts only, it's limited. Take this hargosha of menucha and shalva that the person has. When someone's a bal nefesh looks at it, and the person says to himself, you know, this is a taste of menucha. Let the person be mizbeinin from it. This is my shar to a menucha that's by far greater to it. In this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a taste of menucha. The Gemara says also things. The Gemara says this is echt mishishim of misa, this is echt mishishim this, echt mishishim that. Echt mishishim always means it's a taste. The whole bria is one big mashal. A person has a tshuka, even taiva. If a person says to himself, take a look how much a person needs to be davok and kosher. That's only a ha'ara from vatim advekim b'shem elokeichem. Take a person lives with his emotions, with his feelings, with his experiences. Those are the things that are real to a person. A person doesn't live with his pure seichel. A person lives, the realities are those experiences, those emotional experiences, those hagoshes, amukas in a leiva person. Nisoyan means, the metzias of Nisoyan, the avoda of Nisoyan is to take what's there and to understand, to be mizbein, understand, but this is only a ha'ara of what the emes is. It's valid in as much as it's a picture of something, and it's invalid as much end in itself. If a person buys a picture and he says, no, what do I need dimension for? I have the picture on the wall. And so he's a shaita. But if the person sees the picture and that brings him to buy the thing itself, we say, oh, that's what he's supposed to do. He saw it, he fell in love with looking at the picture of that lake and the mountains, and he went there. So the mountains and the lake is also a picture. When a person is bainin in it, this is the way, menucha is one of the she'ifas of the bria. And yom shekuli menucha is the she'if of the bria. And if I want a taste of it, here I have such a hagasha. So take it to where it belongs. The person just takes it, so, you know, let me take off my shoes and lay down here, and that's it. But this is only a picture of it. Avoda is, every avoda is shaloi kederach hateva in the sense that the person takes the teva that's there, and he's medame tzura liyotzra. There's a... The Nisoyan, I mean, it's interesting. There's a pasuk that says, "Sfuncha temale bitnum." There are Kodesh Baruch Hu's hidden things filled the stomachs of Rishoyim. So I've all been right someplace that, forget, a Rosh is somebody that swallows. He grabs, he can't get enough quickly enough. If the person would sit down and be mizbeinin, and there's so much tainug, like I said, for an orange, a person would look at the color, smell the smell, taste the drop of it, the person would get it. If a person would go deeper and the head, the chokhmah that went into it, the head, the oimik of the chayin, of the ratzin, everything, the bria itself is a closed place where everything is in code. And if a rasha grabs it and can't swallow it quickly enough, but you're missing it. If you swallow it, you don't have it. You have to take it apart. You have to peel it. You have to get, that's the tzfuncha. A rasha's stomach is big and it's full, but all of it is, it's all of it condensed. Nothing, he's opened up nothing. The Yalkut Reveni brings down from one of the early Sefer Kabbalah that the ois and the olive base that is keneged nisoyan is a tough. The tough is keneged that. Good. I mean, Enlon Asik bin Astaris, but if it's Yalgavain, it's safer written for Tzibur. It's not, it's a liquid for Tzibur. So the word, the Ois Tov we had in Shabbos, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to put a sign, a Roshem, a check mark is a Tov. Tesvav means a stroke for a simen. That's the, even modern Hebrew, it means like a label. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Gemara in Shabbos, he told Yecheskel, make a sign on the fire, tzadikim, a sign, a remez balm is a Tov. In other words, every Nisoyan is the Oimek of the Ois Tov. That the world is remozim, and this takes out the remozim. It says that we say dakeid every day, and then we say a pasuk al yerech tzfoina. So it says that Chazal say if you say dakeid and you say the word al yerech tzfoina, it's maske dakeid. The word tzfoina comes from Russian tzofen, which means it's the north side. That's where the shechit is done. It's also the hidden side. Tzofen Durham is where the sun is open. It's out. It's begilui. Tzofen is a makom of kriros and hester upon him. So the world is divided. The world as it comes packaged is kol kuloi hidden. It's kol kuloi a riddle. And it's tzofen. That's the and if a person takes the world as it is, then he has a stomach full of tzfunos. There's nothing. The avos and the sinis and the hanos and the tsar, all of it is a waste because it all went in undigested into him. On two ifanim, a person opens it up. First of all, on a day of nisoyan is that when a person is misnasa and is omer bin nisoyan ba'ava, it's because a person begins to realize that. But ultimately, this is where it's at. Ultimately, the person understands that if I really want it, then this is where it's at. That is the purpose of Nisoyan. And every time a person has ever been Nisoyan properly, it's not just the pshat, he passed by a hardship. It means he enlarged the scope of his world, le'ein erech. And even without Nisoyanus, a person's own perceptions, a person has to learn, the world is full of feelings, impressions, experiences. That's what a person does when he lives in the world. And every single thing has a sheirish lamala. Every single thing in the world is a mashal. And a person's koyach is adam el elyon. A person is the one that can interpret mishalom. That's what people are. And b'meila, if a person learns to be sensitive, and whatever feelings a person has, a person learns in a genuine way. It's not, you know, you can just say, okay, well, if this, it's a process. It's a process of living and experiencing and bringing it out. When a person does it, so the person is opens up those tzfunis. The person finds those hidden parts, and then the person is that's where the person has the gili of tough, the gili of the shrush of the bria, and that's where the person is oimed on oilam umloya. Chaps. Thank you.